As we wrap up the week, we're bringing you one of the many positive messages from our past interviews. Each Thursday, we're sharing stories of our most watched athletes, celebrities, and leaders. We hope these problem-solving narratives inspire you to tackle obstacles in your own life. This week, Billie Jean King.
World Team Tennis, co-founded in 1974. You've said it's your greatest contribution to the sport.
People don't realize it yet.
And what makes you say that?
Well, first of all, in 1962, when Larry and I met, we were sitting in the library, and of course we were talking, we shouldn't have been, but we were. I said, I always want to make tennis a big sport. And he says, it can't be a big sport. I said, why? He said, because the challenge is going to be that 50% of the players lose first round, 75% have lost by the second round. So very few players are ever getting known. He said, the top three men and women will control everything. He's correct, by the way, to this day. He's correct. So he said, well, I want it to be a team sport. I said, I want it to be a team sport. I love team. I don't like individual that well. I'm good at it. In fact, I'm great at it, but it doesn't make me get all excited like I get excited with mixed doubles or doubles,
yeah. You
know, or a team. And I grew up in team sports. So we started talking through the years, and I said, I would love men and women being on the same team, because that's why I want the world to look. I want us to champion each other, be good to each other, the kind of way my brother and I are to each other. And I really believe in that's what we have to do.
And that's why you said it represents your philosophy.
It totally represents, because if you think about it, we have a set of everything in tennis. We have a set of men's and women's singles, a set of men's and women's doubles, and a set of mixed. So you have equal gender representation throughout the night. When a child comes to watch a match, he or she is watching boys and girls, men and women, cooperating in this common objective, just like men do in team sports and women do in women's sports. But we're doing it together. So a child, the socialization process that happens for them, they don't know if this is happening. They're learning because it's fun, but learning that way is the most fun, and also it sticks with you better. So a child sees the men and women, and what they see is sometimes the male's in the leadership position or the female, and other times we're in supportive situations. And as we go through life, daily life, sometimes that's the way we should live. Sometimes we step up and lead, and other times we back up and we support. And that's how you're going to have a successful life. That's really how you're going to have. There's three things that I found that people have inner and outer success. Relationships are everything. With yourself and others. Keep learning, and keep learning how to learn. Like, I'm 70, so technology is obviously a place that I go that ask the 8-year-old to help me. And then be a problem solver. Be a problem solver. And those three things, sports teach you those things. Sports teach you how to solve problems.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week and every week, sharing full-length, long-form interviews on Mondays and shorter, uplifting stories on Thursdays. We'd love to hear from you with ratings and reviews. Also, do you prefer the longer podcast episodes or the Thursday shorts? Excited to get your take, and thanks again for listening.